What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
And that talk number 1-300-872-911. Oh, we've got Councillor Cathy Zager on the line. Division 3's Cathy Zager. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kath. What's happening in your world?
I thought I would ring you and fill you and your viewers, your listeners this morning on a sad story, but it's got a bit of a happy ending. And it gives me an opportunity just to give QPS some accolades. They've just been amazing. Look, yesterday morning I had a call from the president and another fellow from Saints Hockey Club at War East. And they were just devastated, John. Someone had broken into the sporting club, as we keep happening, right? Yeah. So anyway, they've got in, they've got bolt cutters, but get this, they took the mower. The mower, the ride-on mower, is worth about $20,000. They knew it was there. They cased the place out, took their bolt cutters, and took it. Now, they took nothing else. So they obviously worked. They knew what they wanted. And I'm thinking, oh, we're never going to see it again. They're probably coming with a truck, put it in the back, taking it to the farm. Who knows?
Yeah.
So anyway, we were talking. They're like, you know, what can you do to help? And so what I did was I contacted our council officers who work, you know, do the city safe, the CCTV videos, work closely with the police. And you know what? Within a few hours, the police had done their detective work, done everything, and they located the mower, get this, on the railway tracks at St. Mary's College.
No.
So they've come in, got the thing going, and someone mentioned to me some of these mowers have got keys that are quite universal, so that's what's happened. And anyway, I've gone and thought, oh, I'm going to drive it home. I'm going to drive that thing home. I'll take a shortcut through the cane track. And of course, the thing's got caught on the cane track and stopped and they've run off.
Wow.
So I know. I just thought it was one of those things. A guy said to me, look, can you please phone John McKenzie, get it out there, just how just grateful they are for the work that the QPS did and the council officers did and found their mower.
Wow. Was it in the middle of the sugar cane, was it?
No, it was on the cane. There's a cane train track that runs along, through a lot of the suburbs, Brinsmead everywhere, all through Bayview Heights and around that way is Forest Gardens. And, yeah, I suppose it's a bit of a shortcut if you wanted to use it, but not if you've got the blades of the mower hanging down, John. That could be an issue.
Wow, but it was $20,000 worth.
Yes, that is correct. The guys were devastated. Could you imagine how many sausage sizzles went into that? So they were just shattered, absolutely shattered. And, you know, and I felt for them because the president just lost his mother-in-law and, like, he was going through a hard time and then this happened and I'm like, but you know what? We've got the best community. I put it straight up on Facebook as a bit of a way to say thank you to the QPS. And I popped it up on my page as well as the Crimes and Alerts page, which has had nearly 400 views. There's been people there offering. One guy today offered to mow for nothing, to look after the whole grounds while they were getting it fixed.
Wow.
Another fellow, William from White Rock, he offered to repair it. You know, like the community comes in to help each other. And I just thought, you know, isn't that a great thing? You know, whilst we've got this crime happening and it makes me think it wasn't actually little kids because they needed to know how to start the mower. And they needed to know exactly what was in there. So whether they were planning on selling it or just using it in their own backyard, I don't know. But out of that crap came some really lovely, positive stuff. So, well, I'd share that today.
You're very good at finding positives, Cathy Zager.
I like to see the positive in just about everything, John.
Well, you get angry when you need to be angry, but when you're appreciative and grateful, you do it very, very well. I think this is terrific for those people. Did you actually talk to the police to get this going, or how did it happen?
I haven't spoken to the police, but Peter Swain, who was looking after it, because our president, Dennis, his mother-in-law just died, so he couldn't deal with it. We had, groundsman on the grounds trying to do some repair work, And so between Swaney and the repair guy, the police just worked with him. And we do actually have a caretaker just near there, which is like our junior soccer club, because it's all there at War Air at the Jeff Bezzuti Park.
Yeah.
And he saw all the light and commotion, but he didn't go and check it. He said, oh, I thought it was the Saints Hockey Club doing something. So, I know, right? I know. But anyway, at least we had an estimate, you know, we had a timeline then. So it was Saturday night. I'm like, oh my gosh. So anyway, well, we got him. So I'm sure the police, they were fingerprinting it. So we should hopefully have the culprit soon. And let's hope they just don't let them off, John. Let's hope they
actually thank you. I'm so pleased a person in your position is prepared to say that, representing our community, saying, listen, what about some penalties that are going to become a deterrent instead of this obscene tidal wave of crime, largely juvenile?
But what lowlife goes to a sporting club? It is like they are on their bones all the time to raise money for the kids, for the benefit of the kids. Oh, let's just steal their mower. What do they think? They're going to get another one? Like, oh, my gosh, it's made me so cranky. And just, you know, we just hit the phones and got onto the police and the council guys, and they were instant. And we were just so grateful. So, yeah, thank you, QPS, and thank you to our council team. Yeah.
The most telling quote from this little discussion, how many sausage sizzles were involved in that? In the ride or
mower? A lot of sausages, John. I know.
And thanks to all those people. Who have we got? We had William, you said, who was involved.
Yeah, well, William, he's down in the road of White Rock.
Yeah, the repairman.
Yeah, Peter Swain, the repairman. Dennis, who's the president, but he's away because he's, you know, going through bereavement. And it was just one thing after the other. And I'm just like, oh, I can't believe it. But they were devastated, absolutely devastated.
A really good story. I really appreciate this, Cathy. You've lifted our spirits.
You're welcome. I'm glad. I'm glad. You have a great day.
Good on you, Councillor Cathy Zyga. She's our Division 3 Councillor, Cairns Council.